Friends, about 700 years before Christ, the prophet Isaiah predicted the coming of a person promised to do away with death and end sorrow and shame. We read in the 25th chapter of Isaiah's prophetic book, "He will swallow up death forever, and the Lord God will wipe away tears from all faces, and the reproach of his people he will take away from all the earth, for the Lord has spoken." The prophet went on to say that this would happen by the personal initiative and intervention of God himself. He says, "It will be said on that day, behold, this is our God. We have waited for him that he might save us. This is the Lord. We have waited for him. Let us be glad and rejoice in his salvation." This, of course, builds on what the prophet stated earlier about this amazing direct divine intervention. In his 7th chapter, we read, "Therefore the Lord himself will give you a sign. Behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel." So, Emmanuel is the one to be miraculously conceived and born to a virgin. The Hebrew name Emmanuel tells of the very presence of God. It literally means God with us. This name occurs only one other time in the Old Testament. It is in Isaiah's next chapter. It is in the prophet's prediction of divine judgment against the corruption, disloyalty, and rebellion of his people. The Assyrians were soon to conquer and devastate Judah, the land of the promised Emmanuel. We read in the 8th chapter, "It will sweep on into Judah. It will overflow and pass on, reaching even to the neck, and its outspread wings will fill the breadth of your land, O Emmanuel." Isaiah's message of hope in those difficult times speaks clearly of a recognizable person who would come to our world in the land of Judah. His coming was to be most unusual. He would be born to a virgin. In the 25th chapter, the prophet Isaiah describes him as the one to defeat Moab, who symbolized the enemy of all good, the arrogant evil one. "For the hand of the Lord will rest on this mountain, and Moab shall be trampled down in his place, as straw is trampled down in a dunghill. And he will spread out his hands in the midst of it, as a swimmer spreads his hands out to swim. But the Lord will lay low his pompous pride together with the skill of his hands, and the high fortifications of his walls he will bring down, lay low, and cast to the ground, to the dust." Friends, the very beginning of the New Testament applies Isaiah's prediction to the one born to Mary, the virgin engaged to Joseph the carpenter. Both Joseph and Mary descended from the Abrahamic line of King David. We read in the first chapter of the book of Matthew the angel's message to Joseph. "Joseph, son of David, do not fear to take Mary as your wife, for that which is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins. All this took place to fulfill what the Lord had spoken by the prophet. Behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which means God with us. Friends, both the Old and the New Testaments connect together under one central theme, focused on fulfilling a promised divine saving plan for our humanity. The ancient promise was to be fulfilled through a special offspring born to a woman, yes, to a virgin. He is Emmanuel, the sinless new Adam, the promised divine Messiah Savior who joined our humanity. Indeed, in Jesus, the divine Messiah, God fulfilled his promised saving initiative. Assuming our human nature, in Jesus, he lived a perfectly sinless life on earth, defeating all Satan's attempts to entice him to commit sin. He most graciously took on himself our death, the eternal punishment we all deserve. By his majestic holiness, he conquered death and established for those who cling to him and you humanity and life eternal. Hallelujah.